We're plugged in for Saturday, the 24th of September, and Socrates Files podcast with Adam. Researcher Scott Snitz is plugging in with me today, and Scott's going to cover some more fantastic material. And looks like we're going to be looking at how to keep our sanity, Scott, today in your presentation and, you know, in this absolutely insane world. So you're going to be covering that for us today. We've been doing some great shows looking at all sorts of things. And so this is going to be a good presentation today. We've just been having a pre-show chat about this mental health and how to try to stay sane and stable emotionally with our current climate and things we can do there. And we are surrounded by madness and things going on. As you were saying before, you know, being out and about and trying to talk to people, asking them why they're wearing masks, and they just snap at you. And, you know, they're protecting the very system that's really killing them. And that's an unbelievable thing to see. I've always said it, when human beings arrive to that destination in their life where they're actually protecting and sticking up for and standing up for the enemy, that's destroying so much life and so crooked and rotten, and they're willing to punch you in the face or attack you to protect that system like some kind of vicious dog snapping back, these people are really fucking gone, absolutely gone. And I don't bother with them. I think, and on the Night Watch podcast the other night, I was just mentioning toxic relationships, and how, and this is a theme that I am seeing, with folks, because they've got toxic relationships, you know, maybe especially with these COVID, jabs, these, this mRNA technology, they've got it and they want you to have it as well, and you don't want it. So, you know, they don't want anything to do with you anymore, for example, or don't come over. We don't want you seeing the kids and this kind of barking madness. And so people can get down about that. And I was just saying the other night on the show to, you know, if you can settle things and make things work, then just let them have their opinion. You have yours, and try to keep a balance. But if you can't, you've got to move on, because you can't have this, even if it is family. It's a tough thing. But you can't have this. These people can be like vampires in your life as well. So you've got to find that balance out there, and you've got to be around people that you can trust and get along with as well. And, you know, if these things happen to you, that's okay. You will meet great people. That's why we've started this community and do podcasting and stuff and everything like that. So, you know, we've got chats happening over on Telegram and things, and we're doing these, and there's a chat in my website members area, and people can email through. And we have a good community, but as Scott heard that show, and he wanted to cover that as well, and to help people out there try and find some balance. You know, if they're going through these hard kind of times, a lot of people have emailed me and contacted me about that. You know, and I can't imagine how tough that is for them. You know, you know, you're suddenly going along on this train, looking at the scenery, and then suddenly you're in a train wreck. And you don't know what's up, which way is which, or what's up. You don't know what's going on. You're upside down. You know, it really is incredible what's happened. And this last 2 years, they've just thrust humanity into this wreck, and people aren't thinking clearly, and it's absolutely crazy. And we've got to get on with our lives too. And just because we think differently doesn't mean that we have to be treated any differently. And so it's a very interesting time. Scott's going to cover a great presentation today. Everything's up on the website, crazfiles.com. Of course, contact me through there anytime. And plenty going up, lots of articles and podcasts. I was on with David last night. That's up. More coming as we move forward. So thanks to the members as well. You guys help me here. I'm doing it myself in Sydney, Australia, and you can support me over there for a cup of coffee a month. And there's a great members area. It's mostly about support, but to help me keep going here and continue, it really, really makes a big difference. And as I said, we're over on Telegram, and all the links are up on the website now, you know, for our other for social media outlets and BitChute and stuff. So check those out. And Scott, you're going to run through another one of your presentations. You spend a great deal of time on these presentations, and you send me the file for those, the PDF, about what you want to cover. So I'm reading through that. It's a really good info. And take it away when you're ready, buddy. Don't worry, I'm muted here, so I'll let you go through the whole presentation. But I'm here, don't worry. And if there's anything wrong, I'll jump on and let you know anyway. But usually it's you know, pretty smooth sailing.
Sure. Okay. Thanks for having me on again, Adam. I appreciate it a lot. Throughout the pandemic, I'm assuming like you, me, and all of your listeners, we've tried to make people aware that they've been lied to by their government, the TV, the newspapers, their doctors, and other trusted authorities. What I'm going to do is give truthers, and I'm assuming everyone listening is a truther, who have become frustrated, angry, and even depressed, a lot of insights into why we've reached the point of no return as far as trying to convince family, friends, coworkers, whoever, that they're living in an illusion. And a good saying is, it's no measure of good health to be well-adjusted to a profoundly sick society. As you can see, most people are well-adjusted to a profoundly sick society. By a reasonable definition, they're out of their damn minds. It's like we're living in an open-air insane asylum. So it is a measure of good health to remain emotionally stable in spite of our sick society. And that's applying to, like, you know, people are truthers, to not let this bring you down, not let it break your mind. Like this, what's been going on, like the last, like, what, over 2.5 years, it'll see if you bend or break. So, and when you're just one rational person surrounded by so much immoral, illogical madness and cruelty, and you're not in the regular contact, physical contact, I'm saying, with other sane and rational people, the sickness of the society can, like, stress you out. In my last interview, I covered some of the ways in which fear can get to even the strongest of us and how we can understand and conquer our fears. We have to have fear, of course. We couldn't, like, survive without some fear, but it's a matter of, like, understanding what you're dealing with. And, like, once you understand what you're facing, you can, like, start just taking your fear apart. But anyways, and why you feel the fear. So this presentation is just going to go into why most people literally seem to exist in their own reality bubble, if you want to call that. And when you're a decent person, just want to help your fellow human being, and you're continually met with evasiveness, denial, mockery, or other infantile reactions from people, it can make you want to bang your freaking head against the wall out of frustration. So I'm going to make as much sense as I can to explain why most people can't think for themselves and how we can reconcile any personal moral conflicts we might have, and seeing people lose their minds while we remain focused, sane, and keep our sense of purpose. So first of all, quote, unquote, real people, or those who are open-minded, aware, awake, and think logically and critically, mostly seem to be, like I was saying before, physically isolated from like-minded people. This doesn't just include people who are cognizant or, you know, aware that they're targeted individuals, but real people whose lives are far more difficult than they otherwise should be, who don't get the in-their-face domestic terrorists called gang stalking harassment. But somehow this reality just tries to balance out, if you will, the good that they have in their life. Talk about decent people in general with something bad to counter it. This either ties into how most people might be non-player characters or NPCs, or the radio frequency mind control tech that the governments of the world have are just that powerful to be able to control and read the minds of billions of people at one time. So from my experience, that of many other real people who are both openly targeted or just have lives that are way more difficult than they should be, they get frustrated, angry, and oftentimes depressed because their family, friends, and sometimes coworkers can't see how evil this world is. And such is how, like, there's no science back up the COVID vaccine, the existence of a virus, or that all the world leaders are puppets, like most of our histories, like a lot of our history is just fake, how morally wrong it is to push the needs of transgenders before the needs of people who truly need help. People are calling bullshit on this stuff. And I know the media covers, like, it like hides a lot of, like, people's reactions and all that. It gives us a picture of the world that's not always realistic. But just from my own experience, people I've spoken to, like, more people than not are going along with the agenda without arguing. So, and like most people, of course, this is the biggest one, one of the biggest ones. Most people just can't seem to, like, get that the modern medical system never cures disease and literally tortures and murders people in plain sight. This is something, like, people should be aware of. But they keep, like, there's people, like, I've heard stories of people getting vaccinated and getting bad effects from it, direct effects, and, like, they go back and get their, like, second one, a booster, and most people just don't seem to make the connection. So, of course, it can be maddening to be aware of these lies and wanting to share your truth with those whom you care about, only to be met with denial, anger, closed-mindedness, and sometimes being mocked out, like I said before. If somehow you're mentally imbalanced, you're into conspiracies, and you don't trust the science, that nice mantra, the mindless mantra, So during the start of the COVID line, about 1 year into it, I used reason, logic, common sense, and facts, same thing, when trying to convince family members there's no contagion, the PCR test is worthless, the COVID quote-unquote vaccine was untested and dangerous. I was met with anger, sarcasm, or someone changed the subject as if they didn't hear a word that I said. So, and I'm sure like a lot of your listeners had the same experience. So like this is where things might start to sound a little bit odd for some of you guys listening. There's two distinct reasons why most people aren't awake. And by the way, those who are meant to be awake already are, and this is my opinion, obviously, because there are that many contradictions in the mainstream media's account of the COVID and now the monkeypox lie. And even without COVID going on and monkeypox and all the other bullshit, there's just so many contradictions, like AIDS, for example. Like, it was supposed to, like, wipe out people left, right. It didn't. And, of course, that was proven not only to be, like, I think some vaccines played part of it, but the AZT, the treatment. But people just, like, keep going forward like nothing's happening. Like, they can't see the contradictions in front of them. So I really believe those are going to wake up. They're going to wake up, like, after 9/11. There are a certain number of people that seem to really wake up, and they had, like, you know, all the disinformations. It's information agents like architects and engineers for 9/11, Alex Jones, Jesse Ventura, did all their bases covered. But I mean, like, the first reason why most people aren't going to wake up is that whatever remote neuromonitoring and or HARP truly are capable of, that's the thing in Alaska and other parts of the world, ionospheric heaters, there's been some kind of mass electromagnetic mind control keyed into the brain waves of each individual in this world dating back to at least the 1980s. My opinion was supposed early stage experimentation of wireless radio wave mind control done in the 60s, I think towards the end of the 60s. Supposedly some of the governments of the world have the means to magnify and tune into the evoked potentials of each when neurons fire off, each human being's bioresonance, whatever the hell it is, and they're sending signals out to each person while they're receiving the data, what they think, hear, see, and feel. Supposedly, the smart dust and nanorobotics in all our brains make it possible for us to both send and receive radio waves. They're basically send and receive, like they're magnifying what our brains are giving off at the same time, at the speed of light. And the computers, the processes, like I said, like a couple interviews ago, they work way, way, way faster than what our brains can do, more efficiently. Human brain is supposed to be the most complex thing in creation, whatever that is. So, like, I'm going by what I've learned online, meaning the corporations about technology. What, in my opinion, I just don't believe in high-level whistleblowers. But, I mean, like, I know there's a lot of truth out there. There's a lot of patents. Everything's not a lie. But, I believe, like, people are basically essentially under some kind of high-tech spell, if you will. And, like, that's not the only reason people are out of it. So, to the point, the mass compliance we've borne witness to is a combination of deep indoctrination, including brainwashing, from school, TV, movies, religion, newspapers, and all the brainwashing that people regurgitate to each other through their daily interaction, including in-person phone calls, text messages, email, all done with repetition. It's that, and of course, is electromagnetic mind control. So imagine being someone who has full faith and trust in the government and media, being glued to the TV set through the whole fake pandemic, spending hours a day watching the TV, listening to the radio, those that do, getting the same fearful messages driven into their minds over and over as in some kind of repetition that brainwashing uses. And since the TV puts the person in an alpha state in which they're basically under hypnosis, the programming goes that much deeper alongside with, you know, people's need to survive, like Maslow's hierarchy of needs. They want to do whatever it takes to survive. If they have to wear the suffocating mask, put the hand sanitizer on, scrub their apartment down, and get the vaccine, of course. It's nuts. So the powers that should not be know exactly what makes each person tick. It's always been easy to control the human mind with electromagnetism, food, synthetic chemicals, and people's need to be accepted and wanted by others. So most people can't begin to imagine that their favorite media personalities or beloved politicians and medical quote-unquote experts wish them suffering and death. Add to this, like how during the fake pandemic, so many celebrities were pushing people to isolate themselves from others, to wear a mask, and to get vaccinated. Why are people closed-minded? So, more reasons. Aside from a very real loss in the ability to think due to chemicals, electric, and magnetic fields, including mass mind control technology, in my opinion, most people choose to be closed-minded because being open-minded has a lot of costs associated with it. People's existing beliefs are integrated with their current lifestyle, social circle, even work environment. Collectively, they create the life they know life to be, meaning that most people can't think beyond their own life experience, and as in, they have no imagination, no creativity. Not true creativity. Most people refuse to wake up because of their fear of change, the fear of difference, fear that everything they've been raised to believe and live to be true, believe to be true is like not. It's easier and feel safer for them just to stay close-minded and live in their own echo chamber. Fear of change disrupts their comfortable patterns and habits. Fear of not being able to adapt to new information. Fear of embarrassment due to ignorance. Fear that a different viewpoint might contradict their most cherished beliefs. Fear of the unknown and fear of the unknowable. So like because they fear death, they're going to like, well, just get sicker. It's just like, whatever. And like most people don't seem to get that the mandates were always illegal. They never learned to stand up for themselves. They prefer that their government specs/TV sets tell them what to think and what to do. Most people don't seem to know how to fight back. And their parents never taught them to stand up for themselves. That sounds a bit silly, but it's like upbringing does make a huge difference in how people conduct themselves, obviously. So for those of you who are aware of how evil the New World Order takeover is and want to speak your mind, I know like none of you like walking on eggshells with people, but for those who don't want to lose family and friends that they care about by trying to wake people up who refuse to see truth, you get pissed off and all that, you're going to lose family and friends. You're going to lose allies you can use otherwise. Some people like might have problems with the job. A friend of mine like recently got fired. He got hired back again, but because he spoke his mind. He's talking about the Mandela effect, but he talks about other truth or topics. So you got to understand. I mean, it's a lot to take in, but although you can see and hear other people like right around you, your physical proximity, nearly all of them think and live in a reality that's not even close to what you know is real. And it may sound a little silly and like or may sound out there, but I'm going by like what I studied about psychology, my own experience, that of other people. Just people live in their own reality bubble. They just do. Most people. It's like it's amazing. So what I do when I speak with any of my own family, like who are forever trapped in their own world of denial and illusion, I talk about everything but truth or topics. I don't do this like out of embarrassment. I do this because I've tried to quote unquote wake them up and they never will. They should have woken up a long time ago. So I no longer feel any like moral, psychological pressure, if you will, for repressing my beliefs. And I don't feel like I'm not going to try anymore. I've tried, like I said. I don't feel out of place because when I talk to like relatives about like mundane things, because like the weather, stupid crap, the old days, there are thousands of things you can talk about to people other than truth or topics because, like I said, those who are already truly awakened are those who are going to wake up. And it's my opinion, but I mean, like, if this bullshit, the contradictions, the COVID thing didn't drill people into consciousness, I don't think anything's ever going to do that. At this point, it's obvious to me. So, yeah, I mean, you could enter into a verbal conflict trying to convince someone that contagion is a myth, or that nearly all media-driven mass shootings are hoaxes, not all, but most of them are, in which no one died, but all you do is isolate yourself from those who could have helped you in many other ways if you're trying to convert those you care about most to the truth, because they don't want to hear the truth. It comes down to being self-assured in all your beliefs and that you do not feel you have to prove you're correct to others either. It's like, what do you have to prove? So like when you stand in your truth, I mean really stand in it, if nothing can make you question what you know is real, then you're literally as movable as a proverbial tree with its roots going deep into the ground, meaning that you have nothing to prove to anyone but yourself. I'm not telling people to keep their mouths shut if they see real injustice, which demands attention. That's a whole different animal. But if you have a truly strong mind, you'll know you won't feel alone, whether you're some kind of societal outcast or pariah, which is, by the way, with the targeted individual thing, it's one of the tactics used in isolation. I myself have used what I've had to put up with to become better. And over the last 5 years, I've encouraged this on my YouTube channel about for targets for anyone. Actually, it's a lot of health stuff. But what's been going on, like, I'm sure like almost all your listeners don't know very much about gang stalking targeted individuals. Fine. But it's like, as people who are listening right now, they're truthers. And like this, like when you're aware of how fucked up, pardon my language, but the world is, it can wear on you. Like I said before, no matter how strong you are, it can wear you down a bit. So it's like I've used the targeting of this fucked up world in general, I swear a bit, to become better and stronger. It's not ego talk. I work at it. I work at it consistently. I'm always better myself because, no matter how this world ends, this existence, whatever, I have the self-respect and the pride. Pride lasts forever. I don't mean like arrogance pride or narcissistic pride. So everyone listening, you know, this is an opportunity to become stronger and better as a person, to grow, have good times, enjoy yourself, but use it like as an excuse or whatever you want to call it, like all the repressive shit, all the asshole, miserable people. Use this to become better and stronger, to become more focused, to learn better ways, more ways to become more self-sufficient. And of course, like, you know, I didn't originate this say, but, you know, network with good, decent, sane, like-minded people. It's doable. Like, so anyways, back to what I was saying, like, another way to put all I've been saying is, like, I assume that everyone listening to this podcast has family, friends, perhaps coworkers, who they try to convince to not get the COVID shot, and maybe many or all of them did get the shot. I've tried to convince some of my own family members not to get the vaccines, and they did. And whatever happens now is out of my hands. I have a clear conscience over having tried. So, like, I hope nothing happens, but it's out of my hands. Like, when I'm in stores and all that, I see, or wherever I'm out and about, I see people with their kids wearing masks. I've never gone up and say, you're a child abusing loser. No. I see older people wearing masks, ready to fall over sometimes. But that's not my problem. I feel bad for human suffering, but it's like, why am I going to let it bring me down? It's like, and I know I do a lot of good things in my life. So anyways, this gets really interesting here. The second reason why most people are incapable of seeing the herd, not elephant, but a herd of elephants in the room, meaning the long list of lies and contradictions in modern society, is because the organic portals, background people, empty people, puppet people, cardboard cutouts, most often referred to as non-player characters or NPCs, like you find in video games. And this ties into simulation theory, some like arguments for what it is, the simulation theory. And so people might now say that I'm out of my damn mind, but what goes on inside of our skull, in other words, the way we perceive reality, is in a very limited and subjective way. It, like, in other words, what we hear, see, smell, taste, touch, feel, what we think, it doesn't reflect 100% of the truth of what's out there in the world. It's a lot to take in. It can be very humbling. And it's like, and also the radio, like, there's been a lot of studies on that the brain is like basically like, it's a transmitter and receiver, but consciousness, whatever consciousness is not local. In other words, it's not like limited to the skull, which are like jelly brain resides. Wayne Bush and many other researchers, and I just like the near-death experiences, out-of-body experiences, it points to like our consciousness is not confined to the brain and body. There's been things where people had half their brain removed, I think for seizure disorders, something like that, which is like probably could avoid, but they could still think and function a little off, course, but I'd say like it's more than truth is stranger than fiction. There's just so much we just don't know, we're not aware of. So anyways, the NPC theory is a theory that tries to explain the behavior of certain individuals by asserting they're nothing more than programmed characters or non-player characters in a virtual reality game. And the idea of NPCs, like I said, fits in with some of the arguments for what we might be living in a simulation. And like also like I've heard people say like the 144,000, I don't go by scripture at all, but it has a lot of truth to it. I'm just not religious, but supposedly like most people in the world like are like non-player characters, organic portals. Like they seem to have like their flesh and blood, of course, but they're not real people. They don't have free will. They don't have any critical thinking. They're just basically like some artificial intelligence animated. It's possible. I doubt it, but you know what? I'm not going to rule that shit out. I've learned too many fucking weird things with a targeted individual crap and just truth or stuff in general. I've also learned there's a lot of disinformation out there, too. Like Dolores Cannon is the one that I think that popularized NPCs. Like, she's suspect, too. No one person has all the answers. Anyways, the NPC theory has been used to explain everything from why some people seem incapable of original thought to why certain individuals always seem to toe the line and follow the crowd. And from Montauk.net, that's Tom Montauk, M-O-N-T-A-L-K, didn't leave the link for this. NPCs lack individuality, independent thinking, are strongly biased towards holding a herd mentality, most people. They lack comprehension of anything beyond the material sphere of the five senses and have no interest in such metaphysical matters beyond physical, except they want flashy accessories like the New Age freaks to boost their social image. NPCs also appear entirely incapable of empathy, soul searching, and willful self-sacrifice. And some people like, and again, I'm on the fence about a lot of this stuff, but some people say like NPCs, like some put on a really good act and they seem convincing, but I mean, people who are true empaths, and I don't do New Age ever. I hate that shit. I used to like listen to Teal Swan a long time ago with Ralph Smart from Infinite Waters Diving Deep and some other freaks. I can't stand these people, but it's like, you can like, there's like someone who with enough deep sensitivity, you can really sense the darkness in some people. It just oozes out of them, especially the more you clear your mind and all that. But anyways, so NPCs, non-player characters, are often conformists who follow the crowd and don't like to question authority. And people might be like real-world soul beings and all that. Most likely they are. And I'm just commenting here off my script. But, I mean, they're under, again, electromagnetic mind control. Their mind's been dumbed down in so many ways. And bodies degenerated. So you can call them NPCs, but they're actual people, but they're just behaving as if they have no mind of their own. So they're almost like autonomous, not autonomous, they're like just drones being controlled. And they have very little self-awareness. So, and NPCs rarely have strong beliefs of their own, tend to simply go along with whatever they're told by others. They go along with whatever the majority is doing or saying, even if it goes against their best interest, that we see with the COVID thing. Finally, NPCs are one-dimensional and lack depth. They have trouble understanding or empathizing with others. I said that. And their conversations tend to be shallow and surface level. Sounds like most people I've encountered in my whole life. And as appealing as it is to label all people who refuse to think critically as being hard light holograms or flesh and blood AI constructs, artificial intelligence, or literally walking programs with zero free will and no sense of self, it's also possible that most people cannot think for themselves because of heavy metal exposure to like elements like cadmium, arsenic, mercury, and lead, which lower IQ, and the most vulnerable to these metals are like kids, actually. And now flame retardants and pesticides, which are all over the place, have surpassed heavy metals as a leading cause of drops in IQs. Then you got gluten protein found in all grains. It causes brain degeneration and consistent levels of environmental toxins, stress, or even multiple episodes of acute inflammation from recurring infection or injury can also like cause neuroinflammation or inflammation of the brain. Our brain is like very well protected like by the dura, and there's like a liquid shock absorber or whatever in the skull, but in the supposed blood-brain barrier. But I mean, like all this inflammation we get in the body, it affects our brain too, including causing depression, by the way. And there's many causes of depression, but I'm telling you, it's like the body becomes inflamed, it affects the judgment, and like the stuff in the environment and the stuff in our food, just like the brain's inflamed. So anyways, neuroinflammation, inflammation of the brain leads to cognitive impairment in your ability to think clearly, and the person has trouble remembering, learning new things, concentrating, or making decisions that affect their everyday life. I don't know if I have it here, Adam, but like your microbiome, it's like, you know, it's all over your skin. It's in the eyes. It's different parts of the body. There's one in the mouth. But the lower GI tract, not to be vulgar, I think it's the biggest microbiome, and it helps manufacture certain vitamins and supposedly 90% of the serotonin, the common chemical generic term, is manufactured there. Now, these chlorine and water will fuck it up, pardon me, and antibiotics, even one round will mess it up, and like have it way too much garlic or rosemary supplements, that'll like it's their antibiotic properties. We're supposed to be packed with germs. Most of the DNA in our body is supposedly like germs. We're supposed to, it's normal to have all these inside of us. And anyways, like the hand sanitizers, I guarantee 100% they're antibiotic, no viruses. They're not antiviral anyway. They'll kill coronavirus. It doesn't exist. But these hand sanitizers absolutely decimate the microbiome. That affects mood and ability to think clearly. I'm telling you right now, it's like it's a fact. So most people also consume large amounts of inflammatory seed and legume oils, and no vegetable oils, including olive oil. It's not a health food. Most Italians like Mediterranean diet, they had lard, I think, or tallow. And these oils are high in omega-6s, like cottonseed, safflower, sunflower, soy oil, peanut oil, and like grapeseed. They contribute to inflammation across the entire body, including the brain. So watching TV puts the brain in an alpha state, more reasons why people are fucked up, which is linked to relaxed states, meditation, increased suggestibility, meaning it's basically a state similar to hypnosis. The TV is basically a huge strobe light. So the TV alone robs people of all their critical thinking, or most of it, because they're literally being programmed by what they see and watch, including subliminal programming. And, of course, again, gestures and repetition, some kind of neuro-linguistic programming from these scumbag announcers. They're getting the blue and different colors and engender trust. Or, like, I'm sure they have, like, and the music, of course, affects your mood, like you're watching a TV show or a movie. Dramatic music, I'm sure, like, I hate TV. I haven't watched in years. Slept in a waiting room somewhere, but like, I guarantee the COVID thing in the hospitals, the emergency rooms are crazy. And by the way, they used one from Italy and all over the place. They admitted it later. It had nothing to do with COVID. But I guarantee they play dramatic music. Why? To enhance the program, to keep people scared, to get them easier to control, to get them to follow the program. So, and like, let's see. Yeah, so TV alone robs people of all other critical thinking because they're literally being programmed by what they see and watch, including subliminal programming. I just said that. Okay, during the fake COVID, most people were already in a state of terror from what they thought was a deadly virus, so they stayed glued to the TV set and didn't question most of the lies coming out of it, if any of them. Then there's electromagnetic fields, which disrupt the neurotransmitter serotonin, dopamine, and norepinephrine levels, causing adverse effects on mood, memory, learning, and stress. And I said before, alcohol-based hand sanitizers, they're antimicrobial, lower people's ability to think clearly and affects your mood, causes depression. Mental health problems have skyrocketed during the fake COVID. Then you have the fact that a higher number of people than ever are on some kind of medications, at least in the English-speaking nations. And these things, like even if they're not, like, say, psychiatric meds, they're going to have effects on the mind. A lot of them do. I've read up on this stuff. Then you have the IQ-lowering effects of fluoride, plus, and Christine Massey's covered this. She did that before, like, she started, like, going to the COVID thing, the FOIA request, plus all the pharmaceuticals that are people's water, drinking water, because, like, what it does in their minds, because a lot of stuff, like, urinated, not be gross, isn't processed. I don't think any of it's processed by water filtration plants, municipal water plants treating this stuff. The aluminum we consume, such as when we drink from a can, just that alone, can lead to serious impairment to our long-term cognitive function. So this one's a doozy. If anyone's ever wondered why most men have, like, not spoken up in outrage over the illegal COVID lockdowns, mandates, and vaccines, the main reason is due, not maybe, it's due to high levels of female hormone estrogen in men and low levels of the hormone testosterone, because low levels of testosterone in men are accompanied by anxiety, fear, depression, loss of self-confidence, and moodiness, such as sadness, worry, and despair. And, like, what is it, beta male is the term now? Whatever. And most of the feminization of men is due to xenoestrogens in their subcategory of the endocrine disruptor group, specifically which have estrogen-like effects, chemicals at work. You're getting chemicals making men feminized. You're getting it from food. I'll get into that in a second. So both men and women are supposed to have estrogen, but men are supposed to have low levels of it. We're supposed to have, like, a little bit. We just have to have a wee bit. And xenoestrogens don't break down in the environment or our bodies and are stored in our fat cells and chemicals that include but aren't limited to, like, feminizing hormone, feminizing chemicals, includes sunscreen, bisphenol A, flame retardants, using plastics, foam, building materials. This shit off-gases a lot of stuff, and we inhale it. It gets through our skin. These things are found in electronics, motor vehicles. Atrazine, which is a weed killer, and DDT are, like, they're very feminizing. So this one, like, is where diet comes in. Like, there's phytoestrogens of plants such as beans, sprouts, cabbage. Now, cabbage has some healing properties, but it's also a goitrogen. It fucks up your, like, a thyroid a bit. Spinach is poison. Soybeans, garlic, and onion. And I know some of them have good properties, but phytoestrogens, guys are getting that stuff in their bodies like crazy more than ever. And, like, soy is used like crazy in foods. And, of course, most soy is genetically modified, at least in the United States. And beer, no offense to Adam, I know Australians love their beer. I'm saying, like, beer is filled with estrogen for the grains and hops in it. But some beer is probably less than others, I'm guessing. There's several other causes of high levels of estrogen in men. Just the herbicide, as mentioned before, atrazine, has been shown in animal studies to affect the offspring of several generations with feminization. I don't know how long atrazine's been used, like, in the U.S. alone and other countries, but I think at least, like, 30, 40 years. And they're called persistent organic pollutants. They take a long time to break down. I guess, you know, it's, like, amazing. So unless most people are under some kind of nonstop electromagnetic spell from some kind of very advanced artificial intelligence, I'm telling you the main reason why most men have been pussies during the fake COVID pandemic is because going many generations back, they've been progressively made more feminine, docile, and less aggressive overall. I'm not talking about guys who are violent jerks, criminally aggressive. I'm speaking of the normal gender role, defending women, children, of course, yourself, of speaking up. But just like and of course, it's social engineering too, and programming that makes guys, like, think, oh, I have to be a pussy. And, like, but a lot of this is hormonal. And so, like, people literally have been genetically modified over generations because these synthetic chemicals, it's stress, trauma, and all those epigenetics, they alter our genes. Absolutely. So back to how everyone's brain is somehow being subliminally influenced by wireless technology, in addition to the man-made electromagnetic fields from cell towers, base stations, smart meters, power lines, etc., you have weaponized, I said this before, radio frequencies, sending and receiving signals, the speed of light, processing info way faster than our brains can do it. If any of you saw the movie They Live with the cheap-ass radar dishes, I don't know if it's acres worth of them, but, I mean, like, supposedly the NSA has something like this, like, it's like mass mind control is a fact. It's undeniable. But nothing in this world is done by governments for the direct benefit of humanity. Never, never, ever. And like I said, some kind of mass mind control is being used on everyone, which effectively mocks free will. We have free will, but it's screwed with a lot. So mass mind control might not be why most people are more obedient than ever, meaning that maybe someone like turn up the dial on controlling people's thoughts, so to speak. Maybe it's 5G. Maybe the people with vaccines are more easy to control. Adam and I were talking about before. Maybe getting the vaccine just makes it more hackable, so to speak. But I've said before, my own experience with the targeting, I had people doing weird shit in the early 90s. And, of course, like wireless research, I said before, like was mind control was done like actually in the 50s. But no, but in the 60s, like Jose Delgado, late 60s, I think, he just like didn't have to have like implants or like it was like wireless, like a remote control toy. So some people have speculated those who have been vaccinated, I was saying before, are tied in the 5G communications grid as their brains are easier than ever to hack in real time, again, at the speed of light. But I'm telling you, 5G has not been fully installed yet, and the relay stations for it to work have to be close to each other, relatively speaking. So yeah, 5G has serious bio effects on the mind and body, but some of the ways in which we've been told about it might be government-sponsored disinformation. I have to be skeptical, because there are a lot of sellouts and agents there, out there in the fake truth community. So it's like chemtrails, for example. I'm trying to remember the woman's name you had on, Adam. Was it Sharon Daphna? I think it was it. But when we talk about chemtrails, are basically like some kind of extra-dimensional incursion, and maybe like people like Dane Wigington, not maybe, he's disinfo, of course. There's so many distractions. That's for a reason. They're always, again, it's a magician, like misdirection. Look over here while I like pull this shit on you. Or like with the COVID thing, like they're pretending they care about people's health. Meanwhile, they're like killing poor people, like old people in nursing homes, isolating people from each other. And like, it's like they're installing 5G and all these other new world order smart city things they're working towards. And in the meantime, they're killing people off. They're like humiliating them. All these agendas have several concurrent or like many things going on at one time, and they tie into each other, these different agendas. It's amazing. And of course, vaccines contribute to inflammation in the brain, big time. So maybe there's no such thing as non-player characters or spiritless humans, and most people can't think for themselves because they've been dumbed down going back well over 100 years, probably 150 plus years, when synthetic chemicals were mass-produced and polluted the earth, air, and water. Then there's the refined sugars and grains which have been proven to lower IQ, affect mood, affect our ability to think clearly. Excuse me. From Montauk.net on spiritless humans, as long as humans obey external authority, their own biological instincts or the animalistic parts of themselves in common with the rest of humanity, they're not free beings. Freedom comes from choosing based on intuitive understanding of what each option entails and what it means. This act of free will requires introspection and spiritual acumen to act from a place of true understanding. So you've all seen how most people seem to like prefer that someone else makes their decision for them. And like basically, like we live in a world filled with mainly adult children. Excuse me. So, like, if anyone you care about in any way, shape, or form tries to coerce you to get any kind of vaccine, COVID or flu, excuse me, or anything else you know is wrong, unless you depend on this person financially, go full no contact with them. If they have a problem, tell them to go fuck off. And, of course, no matter how intelligent, articulate, and logical you are, trying to explain why the government and private citizens gang stalk and torture innocent people, I'm saying, like, you'll be met with denial, you're mentally ill. You'll be mocked up. And Adam, of course, I know like most of your listeners know nothing or they're not targeted. Maybe a lot of your listeners have like read up on targeted individuals. But my point is, it's like you try to convince people like you're being gang stalked and harassed, and GW attacks and synthetic dreams and all this crazy shit in the smear campaign, all the stuff that goes along with the targeted individuals. So trying to tell people that like their government officials and the quote-unquote medical experts have been lying to them that there's a contagion going around, they're not going to believe it. They'll trust the science, that mindless mantra. They won't question things. People just don't think critically. And also, of course, it goes a psychological thing. How could Fauci and the rest of these fucking actors, whatever, how could they like Bill Gates, how could they be so evil? Why would they want to kill people? Like, they want to help people? I told one of my relatives, like, at the start of this thing, like, was it a year and a half ago about Governor Cuomo in New York State? And it's like, he's like basically no good. Like, he's a murderer. Like, this is one of my brothers. And he said, Cuomo's a hero. And I said, oh, you got to be fucking kidding me. Another relative said, like, I was talking about the queen being evil, and like, just, I know it's way more, it's pedophile network, all kinds of things. Owning like lands, the royal families are parasites. And this person said, like, oh, the queen seemed like a real nice person, just like, so, and this is a very intelligent person, we'll name it, of course. So, and like, I'm telling you, look, my own little slice of life does not necessarily, like, it's not a scientifically statistical sampling, but it's like, I'm pretty damn observant of some things. I'm really good at certain pattern recognition. And like, I really, again, I believe those who are going to be awake or meant to be awake are awake. So like, when I speak to family members on the phone, I do not avoid the truth elephants of the room put myself down. I just, like I said before, I'll talk about anything about like vaccines and or the politicians. They're like actors. And so I just, like I said before, if you have like good, decent family members or friends, coworkers, and you value them, and like, you're not compromising yourself, you're not selling yourself out by not trying to sell them, to tell them the truth, because something as simple as like trying to convert people to another religion or like a philosophical belief or like their political party or a certain sports team is better. People identify with certain things because most of them have fucking fragile egos, and they just like, it's so like, and again, I'm not saying to walk on eggshells at all, don't compromise yourself, but at the same time, just understand like, most people exist in their own little world, their own reality, and absolutely that's going on. So I doubt that my family are truly NPCs. I won't rule it out, but I doubt it. Most of them are really good people. It sickens me they're so close-minded, but they're not doing it to be cruel. They literally think and exist, like I said, in a different reality than I do. The same goes for all true sociopaths and psychopaths, assuming they're not NPCs. I gotta use that here. What these freaks call reality has very little to do with my own. In other words, those who are awake seem to have some kind of, if you will, shared reality. And even though awake people will not agree on everything, there's some commonality. So, as I've said before, network with open-minded, sane, logical, decent people you could trust. And I mean really trust, not backstabbers. The only reason you should stay in contact, like I said, with someone who gaslights you, plays other critical games, if your life literally depends on this person financially and you're going to like starve otherwise. But there's almost always like options. There's always other things you could do. It's just a matter of like myself, I have a damn good mind in a lot of ways, but I have to talk to other people, like get other viewpoints, because I can't think of everything. I don't have this cocky, like snotty, like I'm a genius thing. No, I don't think that, but you know, I'm very thorough, like the way I think, but I'm always missing something. So you always want to get a reality check, if you will, from a good trusted friend, like just like someone to vent to, but ask them like, how do you think like I'm doing basically? What do you think like my decision to do this or that? Just be open to feedback, and nothing's wrong, like Adam's like this. Nothing's wrong with admitting you're wrong. It's not about weakness. The person who admits they're wrong is intelligent and they're wise, and it makes you smarter and better. It just does. Another good point, not too much left here. This reality, be it government mind control, like electromagnetic mind control, or aspects of what some might think is some kind of self-aware simulation. In other words, like this reality is alive. I know it sounds woo. It constantly tries to make real people question their self-worth. So, like, if we're good people, it's like, if you're a really good person, it's going to try to, like, make a lot of people, I've noticed with the targeting, at least, targeting individual things, it tries to make them think they're mentally ill, they're criminals, they're perverts, degenerates. And it's, again, this is like an upside-down thing, like a satanic thing, inversion. It's a mirror image of what should be decent. The people involved are perverts, criminals, mentally ill, and they're adult children, and they're just like, some are dangerous. I don't fear these pieces of crap. So it's amazing. This place that keeps, it's like health is sickness. It's like Orwell, like truth is like, what is it? War is peace and all that. I'm trying to remember the term for that. So throughout the fake COVID crisis, not once did I doubt the truth. The contagion isn't real. The vaccines are untested and deadly, or that these lockdowns and other mandates were 100% illegal. But I had a lot of people fuck with me when I went maskless in stores, and I heard a lot of stupid TV scripted crap repeated by family members and some other people. Here's the point. I although I care about good people, I don't care if someone's going to screw their life up with bad choices. It's beyond my control anyways. Even if this wasn't going on, the COVID thing, the New World Order takeover, which, by the way, has been going on for a long time. It's just more in our face. But if this wasn't going on, people have to make their own choices up. I've given some really good advice here and there, like friends and family members over the years. Like, people either want to, they're going to be receptive to it or not. So I know I'm beating a dead horse in some ways. I don't mean to be so repetitious. I'm approaching the same basic thing from different angles. But I guarantee some people listening right now, Adam, they're like really frustrated, pissed off, maybe depressed because people won't listen to whoever they are. And like, it's not about giving up. It's about not knocking on a door anymore that no one's going to answer. It's absolutely, you know, no one, when you're wasting your time just moving on with your life. So going by what free will people do have, if they choose to harm themselves, as long as it's nothing to do with myself, I don't care. I won't allow myself to be riddled with guilt and regret that has nothing to do with my actions or inactions. Keep in mind that the more energy you expend on those things beyond your control, the weaker you'll become, the harder it will be for you to stay focused, calm, alert, and confident in this mad world. Something simple is getting nuts over that actor or actress, Bill Gates, or like that thing Jacinda Ardern, like any of these freaks. It's just, you know, it's fun to hate like scum, but you know what? It's going to wear you down. I like to see, like, I won't go to the legal stuff. There's not going to be a Nuremberg 2.0, but it's like I get it. I've been there, but it's just going to, like, wear you down. I'm not saying to put up with shit ever. Don't tolerate stuff. And I have a lot of contempt and disgust for evil, but I'm not going to let it eat me up, because it literally eats your body up. You produce too much cortisol and adrenaline, too. Adrenaline, cortisol. Let's see. In fact, yesterday I was in a waiting room, like at a medical lab, Quest Labs, to get blood drawn. Everyone in the waiting room except for our father and his daughter, myself, had a mask on. So we didn't have a mask on, and I talked to the father and daughter about the mask mandate, saying they're bullshit, illegal, like it wasn't protecting anyone. So some woman, like in her late 50s, said, like, oh, I wear the mask to protect people. And it's about, I think, some of the effect I was putting people in danger. I said, like, you're 12 feet away from me. And I went in the virus. No virus has been isolated, characterized. Like the CDC, Health Canada, all across the world, like Christine Massey's talking about, petitioned, like FOIA request, no proof of like virus existing, period. But this woman said, I don't want to hear it. And she's like in her late 50s. I could tell her, I trust the science. So I'm saying, does she typify like everyone in the world that's like a sheep, so to speak, or like close-minded? No, but close to it. Because, I mean, it's just, I live in crap Buffalo, New York. And again, it's not a scientifically statistical sample, like what's going on, the way people are, I get it, but you can just see the compliance, like it's incredible. So I just, like I said, I'll say it again, everyone who is meant to wake up has woken up, and no one can raise the dead, not me, not you, the listener, no one. So over the course of this fake viral outbreak, I've tried to wake people up. I keep saying, but they're programming in fear of suffering and death run that deep, or they're under, again, a very intense, nonstop form of radio frequency mind control that's probably been more intense in the areas where 5G's been installed, and or those who've gotten the vaccine are much more easy to control. Maybe most people are NPCs, but I doubt it. And, like, so what's going on sucks, but it's not my fault. I let it go, and as long as people leave me the fuck alone, I'm fine. So if any of you decide to stop trying to convince those who are living a lie that the world isn't what they think it is, there's nothing wrong with that. It's not about giving up, like I said. It's not that you don't care about people. It's having a healthy self-respect to know where to best focus your energies on, because just as the world is filled with narcissistic energy vampires who literally weaken you both covertly and overtly, when you get frustrated, angry, and depressed because people aren't responding to common sense logic and don't appreciate your help, they are literally draining you of time and energy you could be using to help yourself and those you care about the most. Like yourself, who are also open-minded. Some of you might have kids and like other family members and friends that depend on you. And like, don't let fucking idiots bring you down. I mean, like, I'm a nice guy myself. I like my channel, for example, like my YouTube channel. I don't believe. I know activism for targeted individuals is like mental illness. I did a little like a long time ago. I passed out petitions, probably flyers. But you're going to the FBI and like it's Congress and Senate and like no. I mean, sending letters, like, but no, I just focus on like personal empowerment in a realistic way, of course, and really good advice, and I'm not bragging. I work hard at this stuff, but it's just like I have nowhere not to waste my time for the most part. No, I mean, I try to cover as many topics as I can. My channel's under my own name, Scott Snitzer, on YouTube. It's for targets, but it's a lot of good health advice in general. I'm not right about everything. I'm always trying to correct myself, but over time, because I was telling Adam, I've said in my own videos, I've done a few stupid things in my life. One was ghosting someone. I feel horrible. I'll never forgive myself for that. But the other thing was like becoming vegan. And like I found so much evidence to back it up. But I'd say I've learned where to not waste my time. And I'm always trying to refine it because life is short. We don't know what happens after this 100%. And there's no playing games. So those of you who are trying to convert, wake the dead, so to speak, like Adam's saying, like I think it's one of your sayings, Adam, let the dead bury the dead. Well, let them. Because when you're a really nice, decent, kind person and you have a conscience, you feel a sense of obligation to help people. My own channel, that's what I was trying to get to. I go off on little tangents, I know, but my channel, One, I'm shadow banned, which is fine. People like lost subscribers, so they don't get notifications. They get unsubbed. But the people that are my viewers, and I view them as equals. I don't think I'm better than anyone. Oh, I do think I'm better than evil fucks. But people like listen to my stuff are open minded. Not that I have all the answers. I don't have all the answers by far, but no one does. But I'm helping people that are like wanting to listen are open minded. But you know, now and then I'll like rant on about the fake targeted individual community online because they're mainly fakes and assholes and mental patients. I'm talking about like they're actors basically, fake TIs. Not all of them, but a lot of them. But I'm talking if they're like a call moderator or if they're like have a video channel with like a lot of subscribers and like a celebrity, like quote unquote ex insiders. Yeah, they're almost always government sponsored. My point is, I've been able to reach the people who are willing to listen. Again, I don't have all the answers, but I have some damn good ones. And like, so those of you listening, they're like, again, I'm sure not all of you are like this, but if you're frustrated because you can't like reach people with the truth, just the people that do have an open mind, you can like network with, again, like, or just talk to, be yourself with. If you have them like around you physically, it's even better. Great. But you know, like value these people, let them become, I hate these cliche sayings like your tribe. It doesn't sit well with me, but these are people like you can relate to, and I mean, like some people like are closer to like other truthers than their own family members. I've heard, excuse me. So, anyways, like I'm not religious, but a really good quote is "Be in the world, but not of it," meaning that you can go about your life as you normally would in this open air insane asylum as you interact with people who are out of touch with reality, but you don't feel left out or isolated. Just go about your day. And like you just, you know, like if people want to be like out of their fucking mind, just be careful of the freaking drivers. My reflexes are astonishing for 60. I work at it, but I'm not that old. But I'm telling you, just you got to just go throughout your day and let people act like lunatics around you and just get used to it. It's like, I hate the saying the new normal. That's another mantra, mindless mantra. But just get used to this world and like don't let it bring you down. Like use it, like I said before, to become better and stronger and wiser. So in other words, you want to get to the point where you can accept that, which no one can change. You know, like the serenity prayer, whatever exactly is going on, unless it's a family member or friend who's dependent on you for survival, like I said, just let it go. If people are going to be fucking stupid, you're not responsible for the life or destiny of another human being. It's not selfish. It's about survival. Because the more you metaphorically bang your head against the wall, or literally, which would fucking hurt, in the midst of so much corrupt and perverted evil and degeneracy, the more adrenaline and cortisol you secrete, and it's been documented you'll get high anxiety, depression, insomnia, high blood pressure, weight gain, and if you're a guy, your testosterone becomes lower. And these are just some of the effects of high cortisol. Then you got blood sugar problems from it. So if we don't learn to like lower our stress levels, we'll become sicker and will not be any use to ourselves or those who depend on us. So let's see. Because most people in this world are just selfish, in my opinion, ungrateful, have very little empathy, you just got to, again, you got to get this straight. I mean, it took me a long time to like reconcile this, but we live in a world primarily populated by adult children who, for the most part, seem to have no sense of responsibility, direction, or purpose, and more people than not will try to drag you down to the level of misery, and don't let them do it. And you got a lot of jealousy and rivalry and game playing. People are out of their damn minds. So in these crazy times, which tests our spirit and resolve, we have to focus on ourselves. There's more than enough easily accessible information out there for people to do their own research, even with, like, you don't have to go to Google. I mean, they're all controlled. Most are, yeah, Quant. I'm trying to remember other search engines are pretty good, but Yandex isn't too bad. Pardon me, but people can do their own research to see how they've been lied to about their health, their economic systems, their history, and so on. So this quote I'm going to close with, and applies to the state of the world and like not letting this fucked up, these fucking crazy nutcase people get you. And it's just like being strong amidst like a turbulent sea, so to speak. So ships don't sink because of the water around them. Ships sink because of the water that gets into them. Don't let what's happening around you get inside you and weigh you down. So this applies to every single person who feels frustrated and angry as they see the direction our world's taken. So that's all. Any questions, Adam?
Yeah, good presentation.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Good presentation. Enjoyed that, as always.
I appreciate it. Thanks, John.
Yeah, nice to hear. And some really good info that you've passed on there through your research. Many years of research, obviously. So it's good to get out there to folks and get people thinking. And always enjoy them a lot, mate. I think the listeners would as well. It's a unique thing, isn't it, to offer this sort of form of podcasting as well, something different that we're doing here. I mean, everyone's in such a rush. I'm the same with these truther networks. You can hardly watch them, just with the ads and how fast they push, and just it's good to sit down and cover things that are important and have the time to do so. So I hope people out there appreciate your work and mine and what we're trying to achieve. So well done, buddy. Well done.